I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. We become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an interesting show for you this evening, jam-packed with information as usual. And before we get started, I'd like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to our listening audience for comments and suggestions that have been made throughout the week. And if you would like to make input into the content of ET Yoga or ask questions concerning items that you've heard on the program, I'm pleased to answer those, and you can contact me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's paper as in paper, fungo, F-U-N-G-O, all one word, paperfungo@yahoo.ca. And I should also at this point let you know that I have a website up at Healing the Known and Unknown, and that's at maxwellgreensite.com. Maxwell as in Maxwell House Coffee, green as in the color, site.com. And during the course of this week, a couple of the questions that came to mind concerned a database for UFO information and where that can be found. And to be honest, I don't know. I guess one of the main problems is that the existence of extraterrestrials hasn't formally been accepted. And if there is such a database someplace, and one of our listeners knows about that, I'd appreciate if they could let us know. And as well, I would say that a good source of information concerning ET channel information, of course, is ET Yoga. And as well as ET Yoga, the materials, there's lots of material out there, way back from the Seth material, back from Jane Roberts back in 1971, to Daryl Anka and Bashar information, and then Bashar's information is at www.bashar.org. And I certainly recommend the Barbara Marciniak books, especially Bringers of the Dawn and Self-Empowerment. And, of course, Patricia Corey's The Syrian Revelations. So if you're looking to get started with researching some channeled extraterrestrial information that I think is valid, those are some good places to start, in my opinion. Also, we typically get a number of emails concerning diet and, you know, I'm vegetarian. Should I be concerned about chemicals and additives in the foods? Even though I'm vegetarian, I've gotten off meat. And what's our opinion about that? Well, my opinion changed about 5 years ago, and it was the saying that I use now is vegetarian isn't enough. If you really look into some of the research that's been done, not really publicized a lot, but a lot of the chemicals and pesticides that are being used, not to mention the slipping in there of biogenetic foods into the food chain, when you really start taking a look at that, the way to go is to go organic and as close to vegan as possible. And that would be certainly to my way of thinking, the optimum way to go with respect to diet. And tonight's program is going to continue along the lines of last week's show, which was sharing with you some of the amazing information that's been channeled by extraterrestrials. And if you missed last week's show, certainly one of the key concepts that your thoughts, beliefs, definitions, emotions create your external reality. To me, this is one of the biggies. And also the fact that all circumstances are neutral. They don't come with built-in meaning. And the spin that you put on outer circumstances actually creates the experience you get from it. Not to mention that your frequency or your state of being is the most important thing, because your state of being is a frequency, and that frequency interfaces with the morphogenetic field, which is what creates your outer experience. And that's been confirmed through quantum physics, by the way. So those are some of the many items that we covered last week, and we didn't have enough time really to cover half of, you know, information that it just in key points that's been communicated to the planet. And our opinion is that, and this is communicated through Bashar, and Bashar has stated that when extraterrestrials begin to make more open contact with a particular civilization on a planet, that one of the first things that happens is this channeled information. And because it's a very non-confrontive way, shall we say, of grounding information. And certainly when you're looking at information or listening to a show like ET Yoga, it's a lot more comfortable to sit in your living room and listen to information and decide whether it's valid or not, as opposed to you know, a UFO landing on your front lawn and somebody knocking on your front door and you're looking at an extraterrestrial. A totally different experience and a totally different vibratory frequency. And one of the purposes of the channel information is clearly to raise the level and the frequency of the consciousness of that particular planet. And so naturally there will be those who are first attracted to this kind of information. And obviously listeners to ET Yoga, it'd be hard for me to imagine why people would listen to ET Yoga if they didn't have a belief in the possibility of extraterrestrials. And obviously public opinion polls are, you know, that number keeps growing all the time. Or, you know, you're just very open-minded and willing to listen to other points of view, and especially material that's sort of outside the box of mainstream thinking. And so along that line, I'm going to continue with some of the amazing information, really. And the thing that I love most about the extraterrestrial channeled information that is valid is that so much of it is self-empowering. And this, to me, is just a gift that, you know, can be taken advantage of. And as I stated on the BBS radio website talking about this evening's program, many people on the planet have been taking advantage of this information for a long time and making a difference in their lives. And I know that Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar, his focus is the information that comes through from Bashar. He's not trying to prove that Bashar is extraterrestrial. Now, if you actually get involved with the information, you'll soon realize that Bashar is multidimensional and extraterrestrial. It'll become obvious. He's like an enlightened being that can give you specifics on any subject you want to name, including scientific information that it would be virtually impossible for any single person with the consciousness of 99% of the population on this planet to know. And I've been present where there's been specific questions asked, and he's actually brought up, you know, information like the monoatomic information that virtually nobody knew about. And it's interesting to note that although the population is now tuning into such ideas that are in the program The Secret, because the foundation of it is that thought creates, Bashar was teaching this, and I've pointed this out many times on ET Yoga, Bashar was teaching this information over 25 years ago, all of it. And The Secret's nothing new to people who were tuning in at that time. And as more and more mainstream people get connected to this, this is really a positive sign for humanity as a whole, and will also shorten the gap between when we realize the possibility of being contacted openly and publicly and when that actually occurs. And so to continue with some of the ideas that have been communicated, one of those ideas was basically the secret that all disease comes from dysfunctional emotions and erroneous beliefs and judgments based on neutral events. And you may ask, well, how is that possible? Well, just the definition of disease as channeled by Gene Hatch of Mother Mary, and that information is available at the College of Christ Consciousness on the Internet. And I'll quote from you her definition of disease. All disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. Since negativity is a perception based on a value judgment placed upon a neutral event or circumstance, it is essentially an erroneous belief out of which supporting false beliefs spring. Holding an erroneous belief system, especially in a suppressed or repressed form, creates an environment of internal discordance on a subconscious level. Over a period of time, denial of the judgment placed upon some aspect of oneself and then suppressed begins to alter the cellular structure of the area of the body where the memory of the event or circumstance is stored. This cellular alteration has been labeled disease. It is really emotional self-judgment. And one of the things that we're going to be doing tonight on ET Yoga is showing this connection between disease and self-empowerment. And when you progress with the concepts of self-empowerment, it naturally crosses over into healing and working towards a process of total immunity from disease. And we'll be getting into that in a few minutes. And another one of the interesting aspects of information that's come from extraterrestrials is actually from Bashar, and it's called the theory of prime radiant, and it basically states that everything is one particle seen from different perspectives. And of course, this helps people make that connection of seeing things as all integrated, as an integrated whole. And if you want a practical demonstration of this concept, you can go on YouTube. And you can go to Bashar's Lab, and that's Bashar, B-A-S-H-A-R, Bashar's Lab. And there you'll see an experiment, and it starts off with like a crystal ball that's lit up. And this he gives as an analogy to the primal energy, which scientists have defined basically as a wave, or that it fluctuates between a wave and a particle. And for sake of argument, when he discusses this concept, he says that everything is really one particle that travels at infinite speed. And because it travels at infinite speed and has no mass, it breaks no rules of physics. And as it crosses it over itself, it creates the different dimensions, and also expresses these amazing geometrical patterns. And the experiment itself begins with that large crystal, and then it's lit up in a dark room. And this is analogous to the original particle. And then another crystal is lit up about 10 feet away, and the one that was originally lit up is turned off. And so it would appear to the viewer the energy now has moved to the second particle. And then they move it back and forth, off and on, between the two crystals, the light, like a light bulb, and increasing the speed. And as you increase the speed, you reach a point when you increase the speed where the light appears to be in both places simultaneously. And I think most people can visualize this concept. And if you had 10 lights similarly in the room, at one point, because of the speed of the light, it would appear that all 10 lights are on. And in a sense, this is the concept that everything, because this particle travels at infinite speed, that the whole is one. And we are one with the whole. And that's the concept. And it's more easily grasped by, as I said, checking out the Bashar's lab. And another one of the secrets is that's channeled through extraterrestrial information is that the only thing you really need protection from is yourself and your own beliefs. Because basically the external world that you experience is based on your beliefs, definitions, thoughts, and emotions. And that also connects to the secret that all fear is based on erroneous beliefs and is illusion. When you channel energy through positive beliefs, those that are in alignment with your higher self, the resulting experiences are the emotions of joy, and excitement, and love, and compassion, all the positive emotions. When you channel energy through negative beliefs, which are erroneous and false, and are not in alignment with your higher self, that's when you get the disharmonious emotional effect. Another bit of information from channeled extraterrestrial material is that human motivation really has only two parts. And that is basically that we tend to move towards pleasure and away from the experience of pain. And that's it. Now, one of the most fascinating discoveries, I think, of the last 10 years or so was the realization of another bit of information from channeled extraterrestrial material, and that is that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. And that was done by Dr. Masaru Emoto. And if you go to the Power of Water, Dr. Masaru Emoto's information on the internet, you can actually see how the molecular structure of water is actually changed when positive beneficial emotions are affecting the water. And it's just incredible how water, which has a consciousness, reflects, it's a perfect reflector of the consciousness that it is in interaction with. And when you see these beautiful snowflake-like crystals that are formed when positive love and positive emotions are placed into water, and then you see even the mention of certain negative people's names or concepts are placed into the water, and these very disharmonious configurations of molecules are formed when that occurs. It's a very visual effect that shows the impact of thought on the external reality. And of course, water being the amazing element that it is. In fact, in the No More Secrets, No More Lies, the Syrians talk about this. And they say that now the question arises regarding the consciousness of the waters within you, which, like your earthly seas, become polluted with dissonant thought patterns, invading acoustic and electromagnetic frequencies, toxic elements from your water and food supply, and every other aspect of discord that you create on the mental level and bring to manifestation in the realm of the physical. The essential water of your makeup reflects these disharmonies, and by nature of our discussion of the conductive properties of water, it is safe to deduce that these same disharmonies are then transmitted throughout the entire organism. Similarly, water that has been raised to resonate at its highest levels of consciousness, enhanced by your intention, water that has been purified with sound and light before you introduce it into the body seas, water that has been thanked, loved, and appreciated, will effectively communicate that higher dimensionality throughout the body. The elemental spirit essences of water, those the metaphysicians refer to as the undines, respond to your conscious thoughts and then transform the essence of the water either by slowing or raising the vibratory capacity of the element to resonate with your thoughts and intentions. Although we are likely to arouse dissent from the community of health and well-being, we affirm that it is far more beneficial for you to drink tap water that has been addressed consciously and then aligned through toning, sacred music, and heart-centered communication with the elemental energies of water than it is to ingest expensive purified water that you drink unconsciously without ever considering or connecting to the life force within it. Ideally, if your heightened awareness of the significance of water draws you to purchase excellent purified water, from which many chemical additives and dangerous trace metals have been removed, and then address the consciousness and the spirit of the element, you will have accelerated not only improved health and well-being, you will also have facilitated the heightened ability of your existing DNA to transmit operating instructions to the body and prepare the way for the integration of the third strand to be woven into the matrix. Bear in mind what we have told you in Cosmos of the Soul regarding the Tibetans' abilities to move sound through sacred form to achieve a specific outcome or manifestation on material planes. Consider how harmonic frequencies affect and alter the consciousness of water, and how that attuned water then affects the DNA's ability to communicate and transmit the intelligence contained within it. Your rapidly vibrating higher thoughts, the brilliant light waves that emanate from your hearts, the exquisite frequencies produced when you play Tibetan bowls or wind chimes, the angelic music of the ones Mozart, Bach, and Beethoven, all harmonic frequencies introduced into the drinking water and then reflected through the body waters can potentially transform the water molecules of your being into perfected cosmometrical structures that embody the primordial wisdom of the universe. These sacred formations take form like snowflakes as endless variations of the six-sided star, the hexagram, symbol of that quintessential consideration of all existence. And to me, this is just huge, huge, huge information. And the way that I utilize that is I basically buy purified water, and then I like to take Bach, Mozart, Beethoven music and play it into that water for, you know, a period of, you know, half an hour. And I also use, because the water is a perfect reflector of visual symbol as well, to use yogic yantras and also crop circles to place around the water. And this is a simple, no-cost way for you to really change the molecular structure of the water inside, and also make this connection to DNA. And I know a lot of people haven't made this connection between DNA and consciousness and using 100% of your brain. These are all connected. And the more strands of DNA that you have connected, the more consciousness you have, and the more of your brain you actually are utilizing. And this is a huge connection that we haven't been taught to think about. And, of course, apparently back a few thousand years ago, we've had some of our DNA manipulated. And this also plays a part in this the New Age attempts to rebundle DNA. And amazing information, in my opinion, along this line comes from the Pleiadians. And they teach the pillar of light and spinning techniques. And these directly affect and help to rebundle DNA. And from the Pleiadians, and this is from Bringers of the Dawn, Barbara Marciniak, and the Pleiadians say, from our point of view, you all have knowledge and you have just needed to activate the memory that is stored inside your being. We've noticed that some of you from your location of experience are out there moaning and groaning, saying, we need help and assistance now and again. So let us suggest to you an avenue that you can definitely walk down, a formula that works. And I know I've been paying attention to this information for a long time, and highly recommend these pillar of light and spinning techniques. And the formula is quite simple. It is for you in the moment and every day to consistently set out with clarity what you wish to experience. Perhaps what you want falls into a category of impossibility according to someone else's boundaries or someone else's limitations. But with a sense of deserving and graciousness, discover inside yourself what will bring you happiness. What makes you feel light and connected and alive? What do you desire that will bring peace on the planet as you occupy your own being? Whatever those things are, begin to want them. Call them to yourself by saying, it is my intention that I experience a harmonious lifestyle. It is my intention to experience health and energy that lead me to creative avenues and adventures. It is my intention that I be well provided for, that shelter and food and all of the things I need to experience in life be given to me in great abundance, and that I pass this great abundance on and share it with others. These are not ideas you have been trained to think of. Two or three times a day, devote a small portion of your time to getting clear about what you want. Every day, open the energy centers in your body and above your body by calling the frequency of light. We call this the pillar of light. Picture a beam of light coming into your 12 chakra centers, 7 inside your body and 5 outside your body. These chakras are information centers, or vortexes, that once activated begin to spin. And by the way, the yogic chakras in the body have now been scientifically proven. That was up until a few years ago considered a theory or a mythology. And when these vortexes or chakras spin, they create a movement inside your body that activates the light-encoded filaments to work together, rebundle, and form the 12 evolving helixes in the body. So this is a very, again, very inexpensive way to help you rebundle and form the 12 evolving helixes in the body. And it's very important for everyone who wishes to be in complete balance with their physical being to practice on a regular basis some kind of deep breathing program. And this is a program in which breath is very important and oxygenation is practiced so that oxygen is brought into the body. And in regards to this, at MaxwellGreenside.com, in my e-books, which the e-books contain about 87 pages of condensed information, and then there's also a connection to about another 150 pages surprises to my way of thinking, a complete one-stop shop for the mental approach towards getting to a point of self-empowerment as well as healing. And that's $99 for those ebooks. And also included in my ebooks is a complete breathing program as taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if you're looking for that, that's at maxwellgreensight.com, and those are in the ebooks there. And another activity we recommend for those of you who wish to move into the vast acceleration of energy is spinning. Move from left to right, spinning around and focusing your vision on your thumb, counting and spinning. We recommend that you spin 33 times at least once a day. You may build up to the 33 spins very slowly. And if you're able to work up to 33 spins three times a day so that you're spinning 99 times, and the Pleiadians say, well, we'll see how long you stay on the planet, or at least in this dimension. When you complete spinning however many times you spin, bring your palms together at chest level, press them together, keeping your eyes open, and balance yourself with your feet a shoulder's width apart so that you feel anchored and still feel the spinning at the same time. This tremendously accelerates the spinning of the chakra systems inside your body, which tremendously accelerates the rate at which you can interpret and receive data. So the methods to use are intention, breathing, using the pillar of light, and spinning. And we will add a postscript to these. As your electronic beings who are altering your frequency at a very fast rate, we would recommend that you drink a tremendous amount of water, fresh water, purified water, or spring water, because water acts as a conduit or conductor, and it keeps your system open and flowing. And also, you know, if you didn't catch all that the first time and you're interested in doing the pillar of light and spinning techniques, those are also at maxwellgreensight.com. And if you go under the archive shows from ET Yoga, the one that's called XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation, which is a beauty. I mean, of all the techniques that I've used, yantras, mantras, visualization, of all the techniques I've ever used, the most powerful one that I've ever used, well, I'll say the top one was the Who Am I Teak from Sri Ramana Maharshi, called the Vichara. That's also, by the way, explained on this tape, the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. And also on that tape is the Merkaba Meditation, and also on that tape are the directions for doing the Pillar of Light and spinning techniques. So if you're interested in those are $19.95 at maxwellgreensight.com. Now, with respect to, again, making this connection to from self-empowerment to disease issues, I mean, when we're doing our inner work, we're dealing with fear and illusion, false beliefs, negative beliefs, judgment, and all of which is based on neutral circumstances, and all relates to health in general and helps and converts over into healing. In fact, according to the Syrians, and that's, again, in Patricia Corey's book, No More Secrets, No More Lies, that once six strands of DNA are connected, disease cannot exist. And I quote from them, with six strands of DNA fully integrated, you will be releasing yourselves from some of the most difficult aspects of your current walk through the illusion. You will alter your body's patterns of health and well-being, having brought enormous photonic energies into the molecular matrix. Virus, invasive bacteria, and thought forms born of disharmony, which you cannot withstand such brilliance. And they will simply have to detach and let go, for they cannot exist at these frequencies. And at this point, no dead animals will pass through you, for you will be unable to ingest death and suffering, the darkness. You will desire and be capable of digesting only the seed, leaf, and fruit for your nourishment, and these you will find are still abundantly available to you as organic produce. And I think that sort of, to my way of thinking, also connects to this whole idea of organic produce, and also some of this genetically modified food that has been creeping into the food chain. And according to the Syrians, genetically modified foods can cause damage to the organs, and most significantly, they destroy the immune system. And I mean, we're really getting an assault on the immune system with the pesticides and chemicals and fluoride in the water. And I quote from No More Secrets, "We remind you that governments do not have your best interest at heart. Politicians serve their generous industrial lobbyists by enacting legislation that protects those corporate entities that would poison you in the name of profit. Therefore, do not be complacent awaiting the approval from your central governments and their so-called consumer protection agencies, such as the Food and Drug Administration and its international equivalents. Do not be lulled into a false sense of security, believing that you are being cared for and looked after by the very ones who are poisoning you. Children are particularly vulnerable due to their consumption of dairy and often excessive consumption of processed foods, many of which are corn or potato-based. Processed cereals should be reduced substantially, if not eliminated, and chips and other snack foods are the worst offenders. Do you care enough about the health of your loved ones to remove these poisons from their clutches? You see the drastic increase of allergic children and adults? Know that genetic manipulation dramatically increases the risk that the plant will develop toxic or allergy-causing elements. One objective of genetic manipulation is to cause the plant to emit its own very high levels of pesticides, with the idea of creating an improved form of pest control in agriculture. Know that the levels of toxins being emitted are by far greater than those that are occurring with spraying, and that these are far more damaging to the being. They can cause birth defects and lead to numerous malfunctions within the physical body. Another objective of the industrial complex is to create genetically altered drug-producing foods. These you will hear referred to as functional foods. While they are absolutely counterproductive to the health of the human organism, they are of great potential to the pharmaceutical industry's profit margins. Genetic manipulation of animals, crops, and insect populations is devastating to the environment as well as human health. The flora of Earth know no boundaries, and the genetically altered crops are crossing over into the others, destroying the natural sequence of Earth biology." And I saw this week too, also connection with health hazards, information from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and he's got about a 10-minute blurb on YouTube concerning thimerosal in vaccinations. And basically stating unequivocally that there is common knowledge out there that thimerosal causes autism in young kids, and it's a known fact that's being covered up. Suggested you might want to check that video out because apparently currently back 20 years ago I think there were 14 vaccines that kids were taking. Now it's 28. And even he says the hepatitis B shot that's given at birth contains such high levels of toxicity, and this thimerosal, which basically is a mercury, that's almost 400 times the approval rates that they even recommend, just that one shot alone. Interesting to note, I think he quoted that the rate of autism used to be one in every 2,500 kids or something, and now it's like one in every 166. And to me, that's I don't really like to share that disgusting news, but something to be aware of if you're looking to, you know, maximize your health situation. And another bit of, I think, really interesting information. We're talking about manipulation of the system. Very little clinical information regarding the true function of the pineal gland, understood to be linked primarily to the endocrine system, is available and basically to the medical and scientific communities of Earth biologists, very little is really understood. And they've yet to recognize the greater significance and higher purpose of the pineal gland. It is believed that the gland is involved with the rhythms of intercellular communication influencing the hypothalamus. But just how it functions is still a relative mystery to those who purport to be authorities on human physiology. And their limited understanding is due in part to the yet undiscovered fact that the pineal exists primarily as a relay station for your full 12-stranded DNA complex, which the medical establishment has yet to seek out or discover. Although they do acknowledge the existence of that ubiquitous collection of material known as the junk DNA, the Earth biologists simply haven't uncovered the secrets surrounding the unplugging of human DNA and how the scattered puzzle pieces actually fit together. The few who do begin to unveil those secrets are mysteriously eliminated in one way or another. When they get too close to knowing or discovering the truth of your unlimited potential, for the power has no intention of allowing free thinkers to help you break the leaded chains of your obedience and fly as free-willed spirits past the boundaries of their imposed controls up into the clear skies of your long-awaited liberation. This is from No More Secrets, No More Lies, Patricia Corey's material. And neither do they have any intention of ever revealing the secrets or admitting the lies that have for so long been hidden from you, the truth of your exquisite bio-spiritual nature and galactic ancestry. It is highly unlikely that you will see anytime soon the medical profession or the teams of government-funded biogenetic technologists embracing anything as controversial as our basic premise in regards to your genetic puzzle, the idea that extraterrestrial invaders interrupted the starseed experiment of otherworldly light beings by disassembling the complex DNA network of Homo sapiens, celestial origins, and scattering them in the dissonance of their electromagnetic nets, resulting in those unconnected bits of junk within you. It is just as unlikely that conventional medicine and biology will arrive at an understanding of how, in scrambling those light-coated filaments, those same ET aggressors, the Anunnaki lords, deactivated the pineal gland and nullified its primary functions. With only the double helix of your essential DNA to manage, the ultimately important pineal gland, once 10 times its volume, shrank to a size smaller than a pea within your brains and became classified, along with the so-called cerebral gray matter, as relevantly insignificant part of your human being, as an incredible neural and integral system. So it has remained throughout human evolution until now, as you become fully conscious of your multidimensional nature and your starseed origins, reconnecting the wires, so to speak, of your cosmic intelligence, and basically identifying what have always been considered superfluous bits of pieces, the junk in your incredibly articulate internal communication networks. And now that you are integrating the third strand, the pineal gland, it's a great way station for the light of the cosmos is expanding, as you know, retrieval of the third strand of DNA, which calls the pineal gland back to active service. And this is a giant step for everybody. So that's, again, from Patricia Corey's book, No More Secrets, No More Lies. And interesting to note, because we tried to make this connection towards working towards activating 6 strands of DNA, which virtually makes a person immune to disease. And a lot of people kind of think, well, gee, that's a big stretch, you know, to make a claim that we can work towards immunity from disease. Well, I'd like to submit an article from an interview done by Diane Cooper with Dronvalo Melchizedek. And this is about 10 or 15 years ago in the United States. There was a baby born with AIDS, and they tested him at birth and at 6 months, and he tested positive for AIDS. And they tested him a year later, and he still tested positive. And then they didn't test him again until he was 6. And what was amazing is that this test showed that he was completely AIDS-free. In fact, there was no trace that there ever had been AIDS or HIV whatsoever. And he was taken to UCLA to see what was going on, and those tests showed that he didn't have normal human DNA. In the human DNA, we have four nucleic acids that combine in sets of three, producing 64 different patterns that are called codons. And the human DNA all over the world always has 20 of these codons turned on, and the rest of them are turned off, except for three, which are the stop and start codes, much like a computer. And science always assumed that the ones that were turned off were old programs from our past. Well, this boy had 24 codons turned on, four more than any other human being, and then they tested this kid to see how strong his immune system was. They took a very lethal dose of AIDS in a petri dish and mixed it with some of his cells, and his cells remained completely unaffected. They kept raising the lethalness of the composition, and finally went up to 3,000 times more than what was necessary to infect a human being, and his cells stayed completely disease-free. Then they started testing his blood with other things like cancer and discovered that this kid was immune to everything. Then they found another kid with these codons turned on, then another, then another, then another, and then, imagine this, 10,000, then 100,000, then a million of them, and at this point UCLA, by watching worldwide DNA testing, estimates that 1% of the world has this new DNA. And that breaks down to approximately 60 million people who are not human by the old criteria. And it's mostly in children, but now they are finding adults with it too. Just like all the hundredth monkey theory. Now all kinds of people are being affected by it, and it's spreading fast. The other part of this concerns the new book entitled Cracking the Bible Code, which has to do with running the Hebrew books of the Bible through a specialized computer program. And if you go to page 164 of this book, it shows where these researchers put the AIDS into the program to see what would happen. When they did, the program translation provided words like HIV, in the blood, the immune system, death, all the things you would think you'd see around the word AIDS. But down in the corner was this sentence that they didn't understand, and it said, the end of disease. And that's what Melchizedek believes is happening. He says, science has stated that there are so many people showing up with this new alien DNA that they now believe the new human race is being born on the earth today, and apparently they can't get sick. Now, what's really incredible, they believe that this is a very specific emotional mental body response, a waveform coming off the body that is causing the DNA to mutate in a certain way. And John Vallis says he sat with Greg Braden, who was one of the first persons to write about this, and what he believes is that there are three parts to this phenomenon. The first part is the mind that sees unity. It sees the flower of life. It sees everything interconnected in all ways. It doesn't see anything as separate. And the second part is being centered in the heart to be loving. And the third thing is to step out of polarity, to no longer judge the world. As long as we are judging the world as good or bad, then we are inside polarity and remain in the fallen state. And Drinvalo says that he believes these people with the new DNA have somehow stepped out of judging and are in a state where they see everything as one and feeling love. And Drinvalo said that also that he went into his Merkaba vehicle and asked his subconscious mind to change his codons in the same way. And ever since he did this, he hasn't been able to get sick either. And so I would, highly recommend that if he did that, then everybody else can try that as well. And this is, to me, physical evidence that we're not that far away from being totally immune from disease. And another connection to this same concept is from the Infinity Codes of 2007. And this was material channeled by Celia Fenn of Archangel Michael. And this material, if you go to Infinity Codes of 2007, there's part one and part two, and I believe it's in part one where they actually give a meditation for activating your DNA template for perfect health and well-being. Because, as they say, the blueprint, the DNA, is in there. It just has been dormant. And we've actually read that on ET Yoga, the actual meditation. And again, it's based in the emotions of unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion are the keys to activating that portion of DNA. And by the way, they've done experiments with AIDS patients, and they found that those people who were trained to emit those positive emotions strengthened their immune system immeasurably, like up to even 300,000 times the original strength, by being anchored in those frequencies. And so to me, this all ties together in terms of creating the kind of connection between DNA and health and total immunity from disease. And that's one of the reasons that I set up the website of Healing the Known and the Unknown, because there's so much unknown stuff going on out there. And one of the ways to work towards total immunity is clearly by working through some of the more positive, self-empowering information that's been communicated from extraterrestrial sources. And I find it's, you know, these two subjects are just, they're just totally connected and integrated. And working towards total immunity is certainly, I appreciate, not going to create a lot of profits for the medical profession, but, you know, are we here to serve them, or are they here to serve us? And this also really connects, into my mind, with the latest discoveries in quantum physics. And clearly that the subatomic particles or waves being studied by scientists respond to those that are transmuted and appear as particles, solid objects, based on individual thought of the scientist who studies it. In other words, it's the scientist's mode of thinking that determines what it would be. And the energy being studied began taking the form immediately, based on the thoughts and beliefs of the scientists observing it. So if a science studied energy with the expectation, thought, or belief of seeing particles, then particles were observed. And then if another scientist studied them with the expectation of seeing waves, then the waves were observed. And if they were studied with the expectation of first being seen as waves and then changing to particles, or vice versa, well, that's exactly what happened. And the conclusion was that these subatomic particles acted and responded in exact proportion to the thoughts and beliefs that the scientist who was studying them had at that moment. And this discovery further proved to the scientist that anything and everything that exists in our world once existed as a wave, which you can call spiritual, and through individual observation and expectation was transformed into a particle or made physical, based only on what they thought and believed it would appear as. Now, to take this step even further, scientists have discovered that when these subatomic particles were broken in half or separated in laboratory setting, they had the ability to communicate with each other, and that communication is received immediately from one to the other with zero regard to space and time as we know it. And that's regardless of how far apart they are. And this totally blows away the old theory that nothing can travel faster than the speed of light, because energy doesn't need to travel. It's already connected with all other energy. And this means that everything in the entire cosmos is really nothing but a huge vibrating ball of interconnected infinite energy, which has the ability to communicate into infinity with no regard to space and time. And what this means, it joins together and forms everything that's joined together and forms is based only on individual thought. And that, again, connects to the whole idea of thought and belief and emotions create your outer experience. And your thoughts, which are also energy, which are determined by your beliefs, are broadcast outward into the infinite field of wave energy, much like a radio frequency, and transform from waves, the spiritual realm, to particles into matter, and join together with additional energies which vibrate at a harmonious frequency and collectively join to shape what you come to see and experience in physical form in the physical world. And your physical world, is your universe. You quite literally have the ability to mold and shape the various areas of your life based on how you choose to think, believe, and feel. This is how our world was created to operate. And regardless of what you may currently believe to be true, you are not the victim of some capricious set of circumstances. You are quite literally the creator of your reality. And on that note, I would like to wish everyone my sincere best for your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, and hope you tune in again next week. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.